Okay, let's go to Chazayin Amid Aleph again. In the Taisavis, Teshuva came to do. So Taisavis quotes a Yerushalmi. Again, at the end, Taisavis says, Chavrai boy, it's more or less towards the end. The Yerushalmi says, the Hedesh Tzafik, Ima lahalan atche yikonis lamatsu, Keshu Tavo. Just like since we learned the din of to eat the kazayas and the sukkah from Pesach, so just like over there, you have to do it with the oven, and therefore you're not allowed to eat on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, and so to Erev Sukkot also. Afkan, Achi Kanas Lusukkah B'Taiva. That's one suffix. Rav Zeira Boy had another suffix. Imala Halan Achi Echol Kazayas Dogon. Matzah, just like by matzah, you have to eat matzah made out of dogon of the Hamesha Saminim. Afkan at Sheikhal Kazai is dogon the sukkah, and not something else. And the Rosh adds to this, what is the other alternative? Minitagimo, right? As you already, we already had Minitagimo. Anyway, Minitagimo has, there's Machlag is really Rashi and Tosef, as I will see later on, but among the things that is, of Mina Tagim is also mezoinis, pastries and other things like that. So so that's the topic of the Gemara. According to the Rosh, the topic is must you make matzah out of dogon, like mamish, like the kazayas must be made out of dogon, just like by matzah, or can you even do it with Mina Tagima? That's what the Rosh says over here. Okay, now. And so, but from the Yerushalmi itself, we don't really know what is the suffix, what are the two tzadim, this we don't understand. So first of all, let me tell you this. In Shulchan Aruch, in Sim, in Hilchos Sukkot, in Tav Reish Lamed Tes, I think it is, you'll find that this Yerushalmi is quoted lahalacha. And the Paskim say, since the Yerushalmi does not, leaves it at the suffix, so suffix Doraisa is lechumra. And therefore, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Erev Sukkot, in the afternoon, it's machlokes, is exactly when it starts. Anyway, you should not eat too much, because to eat the kazayas in the sukkah betei oven. And also, the kazayas must be made from dogon, not from minei tagima. So this Yerushalmi is quoted. So what's the topic? So in order to explain to you what I told you to look at the Rishima, how Rav Soloveitchik explained the suffix. So let me tell you a basic hakira, because if you don't know the hakira, it's not spelled out clearly in the Rishima. If you know the hakira, then you know that's what he meant. So it goes like this: in the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? Came to do. The Gemara says, "How do we? What's the other one? Mishum Rav. Nema kan chamisha also. Nema chamisha also b'chagam matzos. Ma lahalon laila harishon choyva mikan vila rishus. Ab laila rishon he all the same thing. Now we learn out that then to eat the first night of kazayas from matzah. So the hakira that achronim have is this. What's the pshat over here? Does it mean that this is a new gzeras hakosuf? The gzeras shava teaches us that on sukkah there's also a din of to eat a kazayas. So on Pesach it's a kazayas of matzah, and on the sukkah it's a kazayas in the sukkah. But then it means. It means, for the Gezeirah Shava teaches us, just like by matzah, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. So here also the mitzvah is to eat the kazayas. But it so happens on sukkahs, you eat the kazayas in the sukkah. But basically, what is the nature of the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to eat the kazayas. Or no? Or do we say that's not the pshat? The pshat is that. It's not a din in Achilas Kazayas, but it's a din in Yeshiva Sukkah. Now there was a Torah, when the Torah gave us the mitzvah to live in the sukkah, so included in this is also the din that you eat the kazayis in the sukkah. So it means is the mechayev of the kazayis, is it a din is it a new din not connected really to the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah? It's a din that on sukkah there's a mitzvah to eat a kazayas. It so happens since the sukkah you eat it in the sukkah, or is it a din in yeshiva sukkah that yeshiva sukkah requires certain things, not just to sit in the sukkah, but you have to eat a kazayas. So that's the hakira that Rav Soloveitchik is really referring to. So he claimed that is also the hakira in the Yerushalmi. If you say that it's a din in achila, the gezeirah shava teaches me a different din that on sukkahs there's a mitzvah to eat the kazayas. So then, just like by matzah, you have to eat the kazayis b'tayavan. So this is also the tayavan. However, if you say it's a din in mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, so in the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, there's nothing to tell you that it must be b'tayavan, because it's not a din in achila. It's a din in the yeshiva sukkah requires that you eat the kazayis. The same is true with the dagon. If it's a din of yeshiva sukkah, then it doesn't have to be dogon. Minei tagima are good enough. All we know is in the sukkah you have to eat the kazayas. But who says it has to be davke from dogon? So minei tagima would be just as good. However, if you say that the gzeirah shava is teaching me a din in achila from matzah, so that's not a din in the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. So then you could have anything you want, and that's how Rav Soloveitchik explains the suffix in the Yerushalmi, which is a very good pshat. Because the hakira is a known hakira. So let me, in order to understand fully this hakira, so let me tell you the following. Now, Rav Chaim Brisker used to say he took for granted that the din of the kazayis. He didn't discuss this Tosafos, but he discussed this Hakira. He came to the conclusion that the kazayis is not a din to eat the kazayis, but it's a kiyum in the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Yeshiva sukkah requires that you eat the kazayis. But it's not the mitzvah is not so much the achila. The mitzvah is through eating you mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. All right, that's what he held. He applied it to the following case. You see, there's machlekes in the Gemara where the mitzvah is tchichas kavana or not. We pask in mitzvah is tchichas kavana. So in Simon Samach in Shulchan Aruch. And Simon Samach, the Mechaber Paskins, that in the mitzvah deraisa we paskin mitzvah is trichos kavana, in the mitzvah de rabbanon, it's mitzvah is lav trichos kavana. That is the psak din in the Shulchan Aruch. So here, listen what it is. You know the din is a misasek is potu, right? However, the Gemara says when is a misasek chayet? Who knows the Gemara? When is the Mesasek Chayiv? The Gemara gives you exceptions. Mesasek is patur because you were not engaged in it. But there are cases where Mesasek is Chayiv. No one knows that the halacha. When is the Mesasek Chayiv? What?
When something you can control.
Oh, well, you are close, but who knows the Loshna Gemara? It's a fame. Mesasek is chayiv if it's neha mesasek the alavim the rayos is chayiv shekei nehene. Now the Gemara gives you a klal that while you are mesasek you enjoy what you did, so you mesasek the alavim the rayos, by let's say you mesasek and you even gilui rayos, matzah, even though you are a mesatzek, you are chayiv. Why shekeinah henna? So there's a new din. When you have hanor from something, the hanor is like you have kavanah, because you really want it and you like it. All right, So in the Be'er Halacha, he goes over a lot of lamdashe inyanim concerning mitzvah sichas kavana. So he says as follows. He says, by all, lekatchila, everyone is moida that you have to have kavana by mitzvahs. The shaila is it miyaket? So the Be'er Halacha paskins that both by matzah and by sukkah, let's say you did not have kavana, you are yotzer anyway. Why? Because just like by Misasek, whenever you have hano, you chayiv. So here also, you have a mitzvah to eat the kazayis. So even if you don't have the kavana, but since, just like by Misasek, when you have hano, it's like you had kavana. So here also, since you have to eat the kazayis, so the Mishnah Berurah says that you are yoitza even without kavana. Why? Because she came to henna. And the lashon, I'll read you the lashon of the Be'er Halacha. The Be'er Halacha says in the second piece. Where is this? Oh, here. The da the kol zehu b'sharei mitzvahs. Our mitzvah hatluya b'achila, a mitzvah that depends on achila, kigun matzah b'pesach, v'hu adin achilas kazayis b'sukkah. Balayla harishayna, das haShulchan Aruch, in Simon Top Ayin Hey, the Yotze b'Diavad, Apilu Loi Kivin. That's all I have to read you. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins, both by Pesach and by Sukkot, you are Yotze the Kazayis, even if you did not have Kavanah. Why? She came to Henna. And just like he quotes, he has all Shtikul Torah, but that's all you have to know. Also, you see from the Mishnah, from the Be'er Halacha, who had us. What's the machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Chaim? That this chakira, if you say that the mitzvah on sukkah is to eat, that we learn out from the gezeirah shavah teaches me a new din that on sukkahs you have to eat a kazayas. So it's a din in achila. It's not a din in yeshiva sukkah. It's a din in what mitzvah are you mekayim? You mekayim the mitzvah of the gezeirah shavah. That you ate the kazayas. So Mela, if that's the case, so since it's a mitzvah which is totally in achila, so the Mela, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you are yotze even without kavana. But Rab Chaim specifically said that Rav Soloveitchik told us this, Rab Chaim specifically said that on sukkahs you have to have kavana. If you don't have kavana, you're not yotze. It's a din in achila. He said, no, it's not a din in achila. It's a din in the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. Yeshiva sukkah requires that you eat the kazayah. So Mela, what are you mekayim? You're not mekayim a mitzvah in achila. You're mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. And the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is not the shekeinah henna. And the Mela, so that is the Mela, you require kavana. And if you did not have kavana, you're not yotze. So we see, so I'm just giving you a very good example. There's the machlokes between Rab Chaim and the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't even have a chakira, he just says the din, but that is obviously the machlokes. It's in Simon Samech in the second Be'er Halacha, no, the third Be'er Halacha. Now.
I'll
tell you. I hear what you're asking. Listen, the answer is, you have to ask yourself, what mitzvah are you mekayim? So if you say that it's a new din, we learn the gezeirah shavah just like by matzah, we apply it to the kazayis of sukkah. So what mitzvah are you doing? You're doing the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. So then you cannot, it makes no chilik that you have hano. But that's not the nature of the mitzvah. The nature of the mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah, except the Torah wanted that in the sukkah you should eat the kazayis. But what if you ask, What mitzvah are you mekayim? The answer is you mekayim the mitzvah of leishav asukah. You understand? So you have a good point, but that's the answer.
I don't understand the reason why she came in to help.
You have to take for granted. When you learn the halachas of Nusasek, then you have to understand why in Shekinahana, Rashi in Rosh Hashanah says Shekinahana makes it as if you have Kavanah. Alright? That's all we have to know. If we're not learning now the halachas of Nusasek, so that's good enough. So the Mela, it depends on the nature of the mitzvah. So Rav Chaim held that the nature of the mitzvah is yeshiva sukkah, except the Torah wanted that you should eat the kazayas and the sukkah. So this is the same hakira. Now I'll show you soon another hakira. Also Agaf Urcha. So just this morning, Daniel, what is it? It's Kret, right? His last name is Kret. So he noticed the Rashi. Rashi in the beginning of the Perek. Take a look. And if you don't know the Hakira, you read the Rashi and you don't realize what is being said, but he noticed this. Look in the Rashi, the first Rashi of the Perek, and Daf Chof Amid Beis. Hayoshin Taka Samite Besuke Lo Yotze Yedeche Besom. So Rashi says, you look, follow me inside. Hayoshin Lo Yotze, the oil mafsik Bein El Sukkah. And look what Rashi says. The first Rashi on the Mishnah. The Ikar Yeshiva Sasukah Achila Shtiyah Veshina. The Ikar Mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukah is eating, drinking, and sleeping. So what is Mashmah from this Rashi? So if you don't know the Hakira, you just read there. Everyone knows that. Of course, the din is you have to eat in the Sukah, you have to drink, you have to sleep in the Sukah. But look what Rashi says. The Ikar Yeshiva Sasukah, which means the essence of the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah is what? Achila shtiyah v'shina. So Rashi says it's not just a diuk, it's often. If once you know the hakira, it's obvious. Rashi really is saying that it's a mitzvah in yeshiva sukkah. But yeshiva sukkah, it doesn't mean you should go into the sukkah and sit there or lie down or something. No. The ikar is achila shtiyah. The Torah wanted you to eat and drink and sleep in the sukkah. So this Rashi is clear. The Rashi holds that it's a din, and like Rav Chaim said, it's a din in yeshiva sukkah. However, we'll see in our sugya, even without what Rav Soloveitchik said about the Yerushalmi. It's a beautiful way of explaining the Hakira, to use this Hakira to explain the Yerushalmi. But think about this, that's all Lomdish Hakiras. But here, in Rashi, you don't have any Hakiras. Rashi just says it. But if you don't know the Hakira and you read this Rashi, you know, what's Rashi saying? Rashi is just telling you a simple thing. Everyone knows that. But it's not. See, the Lashon of Rashi is Iko Yeshiva Sasuk. Rashi is explaining the mitzvah of Sukkah is what? Achilish to Yerushalmi. Okay, so that's a good Rashi to know. We'll see if it's consistent with the Rashis by us, because we'll see there are other in Yonim too. What is it, Eli?
It sounds like almost from that Rashi that he doesn't hold it.
He's saying for da. Yeah, that's true. Rashi does not make any hakiras, but agafuch Rashi says one way.
Right.
That you see, it's not just a diuk. It's often a Rashi. There's not. That is the simple translation. Just translate the Rashi, and that's what you have. See, very often you should know when you learn, some things are so simple that you don't realize what is being said. Like, this is a perfect example. If you don't know the Hakira, Rashi is telling you, you have to eat and drink in the Sukkah. So that's correct, but Rashi doesn't just say, the Rashi says that is the Ikur of Yeshiva Sukkah. So according to Rashi, you would have to have Kavanah, otherwise you won't be Yaitza. Now I'll tell you another Nafkemina in this Hakira, which also comes from the Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchoy Sukkah. You know, there's a Machloikas. There's a machloikas harishonim concerning the first night of Sukkot. The din is the mitzvah is potter from a sukkah, right? You had it in the Gemara. A mitzvah is potter from sukkah. And therefore, one of the Nachyaminas says, if it rains on the first night, you're potter from the... If it rains, you're potter either. Some have a minik, they wait till midnight. But basically, if it rains, you are potter because you are a mitznaya. So, there's a machlokes. Does the din of mitznaya apply even on the first night or only for the rest of Sukkot? So it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. It's machlokes harishonim. We'll have it. Well, you'll have it if you looked in the Tosafos in Brachos that I told you. You'll see Tosafos there goes one way. So it goes like this. Let me tell you where this is if you want to look it up. In Tav Reish Lamed Tes, I think. Let me see. The Mishnah Berurah goes over this. In this Tav Reish Lamed Tes, Halacha Hey, the Mechaber says, Yoduk Shamim, if it rains, Hareze Nichnas L'tech HaBayis, then you go back to, you don't stay in the Sukkah. And then the just a second, where is it? What the Ramo says, V'chol ze davke b'shar hayomim oy laylois shel sukkis aval laylo harishayno tzorich v'echol kazayis the sukkah af em gishamim yodin. So it comes from the tur and the ran and the rosh. There's a big ran which I'll do with you, not today, but we'll do it. They paskin that the first night and mitzayer is chayiv. So if it rains the first night, you have to eat in the sukkah anyway. But the Mechaber in the beginning said no. The Mechaber held that if it rains, you are potter. It comes to the other. It's not just the Mechaber. It's the machlokes harishonim. So the Mishnah Berurah explains. Listen to the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Now you'll see the Mishnah Berurah does not spell out the Chakira, but you'll see without spelling it out, that's what you'll see it. Once you know the Chakira, you'll see it. That's what the Mishnah Berurah meant. So in the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotten Lamed Hey, look what he says. The Afshu Mitzayer, he's speaking about when it rains. Makmas Hageshem, to sit in a sukkah when it rains is not pleasant. To call Mitzayer Potter B'da Sukkah. Svirle le haramo der amo hold kedas a poskim dos favrim de belayle rishayne af mitzayr even a mitzayr is chayv. The tamom, what is the reasoning? The kivon the gamrin on teslov no hagamatzo is le gamri gamrinon. You learn in that completely. Ma hoslam b'chol gavnu chayv af suk af the sukkos came. Just like by kazayis matzah, it makes no chilek whether it's raining or not raining. You eat the kazayis matzah. We learn the Gezeirah Shavah completely, and therefore, even though it's raining, the din of mitzayah does not apply. But you see, from the Mishnah Berurah, you would not know that this is totally in that Chakira. But once you know the Chakira, so obviously, what does the Ramo hold? The Ramo holds, like the Mishnah Berurah says, since you learn out the din to eat the kazayas in the sukkah from the Gezeirah Shavah of Matzah, and by Matzah, what is the din? By matzah, the din is not yeshiva sukkah. By matzah, the din is there's a mitzvah to eat the kazayis matzah. So, what does the Gezeirah Shavah make it? That on sukkahs also there's a din to eat the kazayis, in the sukkah. But which means according to this, the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah in yeshiva sukkah, and by the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. No, I'm sorry. According to the Ramo, it's not a mitzvah in yeshiva sukkah. It's a mitzvah, and if we learn out a new din from the Gezeirah Shavah teaches me that you have to eat the kazayis. I shouldn't have said the word sukkah. The Nela, since the mitzvah is to eat the kazayis, the din of mitzayer is a special din in Hilchos Sukkah, but. Since this is not a din in sukkah, this is a din that is learned out from the Gezeirah Shavah, that there's a mitzvah to eat the kazayis, so mele, even if it's raining, you're chayiv. But those rishonim that say that even when it's raining, there is a din of mitzvah, why? Because they hold the mitzvah to eat the kazayis in the sukkah is part of the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. If that's the case, in the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, there's a ptur of mitzvah. And therefore, even the first night, you'll be potum. So if you know the Hakira, you'll see many things fit there. There are more in Yonim that fit into this Hakira. So I gave you like this. We have, according to my Rebbe, the two Yerushalmis are based on this Hakira. Do you have to eat the oven and or can you be yotze with Targima? And then we have do you have to have kavana or not? So that's machlokes the Be'er Halacha and Rab Chaim Brisker. So that's ready. It's not rishonim, it's achronim, but still that's you see they're arguing about this then, and the din of mitzayir. Does mitzayir apply the first night? It all revolves around this basic hakira. So you see, this is a very important hakira. So again, we found the Rashi. The Rashi says outright that it's a mitzvah in yeshiva sukkah. Okay, now just a second. Yiboy ochel v'yiboy loy ochel. Yeah, this we did. Okay, let's go over the Gemara again. My time at Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says that you have to eat 14 sudas. Teishvu kein taduru. Ma diru achas b'yoyim b'achas b'layla, apsuke achas b'yoyim b'achas b'layla. Alright, so according to Rabbi Lezer, that's how you know the 14 sudas. The Rabbanon, what did the Rabbanon hold? Kedira, no, ma dira, just when you are at home, iboy ochel, iboy lo ochel, you don't have to, at home you do whatever you like. If you want to eat, you eat, if you don't want to, you don't. So, iboy ochel, iboy lo ochel. That's, so Melo, they say not that you have to eat 14 sudas. All we learn now from Teshuva Kein Taduru is that you have a choice. You do what you would do at home. Yehochiv, the Gemara asks, Apilo Leila Yontev Rishon Nami. So if that's the case, even on the first night, also it should be you have a choice. If you want to eat, you eat. If you don't want to, you don't. So the Gemara says, no. Nemar Kan Chamisho Oso Nemar Chamisho Zubachag HaMatzos. Ma lahalon laila harishon chayva. No, the first night is a chayva. There's nothing you can do. Mikan vilach reshus. Afkan laila harishon chayva. Mikan vilach reshus. And the Gemara tells you, how do you know that by matzah it's a chayva? Minola nolakha be'erav tech lamatzais hakasuf kavu chayva. So notice what it says in this Gemara. It says according to the Rabbanon, the Gemara says, Iboy ochel, iboy lo yochel. Right, that's what the Gemara says according to the Rabbanon. When we learn out, Teishvu kein taduru by sukkah, it depends. Iboy ochel, iboy lo yochel. You don't even have to eat anything. But the Gemara says, however, we learn out from matzah that the first night is different. All right, that's what we have. So look in the Tosafos, Iboy Yochel v'Iboy Lo Yochel. So Rashi Tosafos says, Iboy Yochel Lo Yochel Klal. The Gemara means you don't have to eat at all. The Yochel, but if he does eat, Chayiv Lechabot. However, if you do eat, you have to eat in the Sukkah. Because I'm reading it as we had before. Umashma Hocha, if Tosafos now makes a Gemara Gedir from this Gemara. Mashma Hocha, from this Gemara it seems, the Beyontip we have Yechayva. But the Beyontip, there's no Chiyuv. The Beyontip, there's no Chiyuv to eat. The boy lo yochel klal. Chus melel Beyontip Rishon, except the first night. And therefore, because the Gemara says often, the boy ochel, the boy lo yochel, the Gemara does not give any conditions, so you take it as it is. So on Yom Tov it would be you are potter to eat, except the first night. Ulfize im Torah v'lohiskir shel Yom Tov bebirkas hamazon. Therefore, if you did not say Yalla v'yavoy by birkas hamazon, ain't it so lachso? Why? Because the Gemara says in Brachos, if there's a chiyuv to eat, then there's a chiyuv to bench. If there is no chiyuv to eat, So even though you didn't mention the Yom Tov, you are Yotze anyway. So that's a chiddush, because the pashtus, the accepted opinion is that on Yom Tov there's a mitzvah to eat at a kazayis. So Tosfos says a kasha, there's a stira against the Gemara in Brochus. V'hod amrino perich loyshe she'ochlu. Shabbos says v'yom tovim d'lo yisagi le d'lo yochel. It's not, he has to eat. Im tor choyzer. It says often, the Gemara in Brochus says often, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if you made a mistake and you did not say on Shabbos, you did not say the Retzei, and on Yom Tov you didn't say the Yalla v'yavoy, it's chayza, you have to say it over again. So Tosfos says, there you see that there's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos and Yom Tov, so it's against this Gemara. So Tosfos says, lo mituk me'ele b'lei l'yom tev v'rishon shel Pesach b'lei l'yom tev v'rishon shel Chag. You have to say that according to our Gemara, that the Gemara in Brochus only goes on the first night of Pesach and the first night of Sukkot, because then there's a chiyuv. So that's what I said. By mitukum, that thing is not ele b'lei l'yom tev v'rishon shel Pesach, that you have to eat a kazayis matzah, or b'lei l'yom tev v'rishon shel Chag, or the Sukkot. So that's Tosfos' teretz to the contradiction in the Gemara. That when the Gemara says in Brochus that on every Yom Tov you have to eat, including Shabbos, it only goes on the first night of Sukkot and the first night of Pesach. But let's say Shavuos or the other days of Sukkot, there's no din that you have to eat at all. That's what comes out. But of course, the Pashat, the Pshat, and the Gemara and Brachas is not like this. So we'll see, there's not a Teretz yet. B'hoda Ashkechon, another Gemara. The Gemara says in Beyer, U'perek Elu Dvorim B'Psochim, Gabi Yontif, the Gemara says, V'yontif, know what you should do? Chilkeyu, split it. Chetzio L'Hashem v'chetzio L'Hashem. One half the day you do mitzvahs for the Rabbeinu Shloilam, the other half is for you to eat and drink and so on. Lechet shelachem la'achila, lechet shel beis hamedrash. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. So what do you see in that Gemara? You see from that Gemara that there's a chet shelachem is to eat and drink. So again, you see in the Gemara that on Yom Tov or on Shabbos you have to eat something. And for Tosfos, no. Efshel b'bitzchur peri. Maybe it means you're yetzer with meat or fruits. The amber and birkas amazon. There's no birkas amazon. Boy, haskaras yontif. So you don't even have to mention when you make an alamichya, you don't mention the yontif. Aval leile yontif arishon shel chag lo istagi ba'enichnami on the first night of Sukkot and the first night of Pesach, of course you have to loisagi b'loy pas. Kivon the alfinan the chag matzah. Since we learn out the din from the chag matzah, and there you have to, if you don't say yalav yavai, you won't be yotza. Afal gav del rabbeleza amrinon b'shar yomim im hishlim b'minei tagim yotza. Even though the Gemara says we'll have a night in our sugya, that according to Rabbi Lezer, that the other days of Yom Tov, if you were not mashlim in hishlim b'minei tagim yotza, if you finished it off with minei tagim, you are yotza. Why? Because ein chinami. There's no. It's not miyake. I said so. Tosfos again. So there's a stira between two gemaras whether on Yom Tov and Shabbos is there a mitzvah to eat the kazayas or not. So our gemara says no, and the gemara in Brachas says yes. The Tosfos says you have to say the gemara in Brachas is talking only in two cases, in the first night of Pesach and the first night of Sukkot. But otherwise, and even by Yom Tov there's no din, or by Shabbos there's no din that you have to eat a seder. How does Tosfos and Brochus answer this question? Who knows what does Tosfos and Brochus say? Tosfos and Brochus, nobody knows what Tosfos and Brochus says. I thought you looked it up. What is it, Eli?
Nachmina.
Well, which Eli is it?
Nachmina.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, geshamim. That what? Explain.
If it's geshem, so if it's raining, if it would be a din in sukkah, then you'd have to wait till the rain stops to go into your sukkah and eat.
Right, right.
If it's a din in yomtuf, then you can eat inside the house.
All right. Okay, that's correct. Okay, that's correct. All right. So I don't want to take up right now what this involves, because in order to understand well what Tosafos means, you'll do it for tomorrow. I'm going to go weiter in a second. I want you to prepare well the Ran over here. There's a very Lamdish Ran on our sugya, and I'll tell you which Ran it is. The Ran on page 24 in the pages of the Rit. It's the Ran beginning with the word Masnitin. Rabbi Lezer Oymer Yad Yudalit Sudas Chayef Lechol. Go over this whole Ran till where you have till the word Gemara. You'll see this is a new machloikas. The shaila here is that the Ran presents is this. You see already from Tosafos. From the Gemara, you see, there's a chilek between the first night of Sukkot and the other days of Sukkot, right? So, now, what is the shiur to be yotzei the mitzvah? Is it, so we all learn it's the kazayas. The Ran says that no, the first night you have to eat a kebeya, less, a little bit more than a kebeya. Otherwise, you're not yotzei. No, do you know? Can you figure out why this is so? The Ran over here, it's Machlokes HaRishonim, but the Ran over here says that the first night, the Shir is not a Kazayas, the Shir is a Kebeya. Yeah, what is it, David?
The Gemara said before that you're allowed to eat up to a Kebeya outside the Sukkah.
Yeah, no, but that's not enough. Why would you say that by all mitzvahs which are tolu, or by yisurim which are tolu in achila, the shir is a kazayis? So why the first night of Sukkot is the shir? Why is a kazayis not enough?
Right. So
what? Again?
Because the hekish tens
no, that wouldn't help. No, no.
The first night.
What?
The first night.
The first night. Of course, you mean.
As compared to the other night?
No, the first night, of course, it's a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah.
But that's why it's more on the first night.
Yeah, but why? No, but that's not. So, but so the shir is a kazayin. Why must it be more?
In order for it to be a
That's not so. Let's say by matzah. All you eat is a kazayin. You're not a tita kebeya. Only over
isn't
here.
No.
You're going on the wrong track. So let me tell you, it's a simple din. You had in the Mishnah and after Chavav from a base. Hello, Geshnasnu letzadik oichel pochas mikebeya. Pochas mikebeya, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. The chiyuv to eat dafke in a sukkah is dafke if it's a kebeya, because that's dafke by sukkah. It doesn't apply to any other to any. But a kazayis, you are allowed to eat outside the sukkah. Not only this, I told you when we learned the Ran learns out from this Mishnah that even a Talmud Chacham is allowed to eat outside the sukkah if it's less than a kazayis, and that's how he passed in Shulchan Aruch. So Mela, if that's the case, the Ran says, of course you have to eat a kebeya, because a kazayis is not nuchiyat in sukkah. A kazayis you can eat outside the sukkah, except some people are machmir on themselves and they eat even if they eat anything or they drink anything, even if they drink water, they do it only in the sukkah. So Mela, they say a kazayis is not enough. You have to, because the kazayis is part of the sukkah. When does the chiyuv to do it in the sukkah begin? If you have a kebeya, so the Ran paskins like this. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch paskins the kazayis. The Rambam paskins the kazayis. So there, if you look up in the Mishnah Brura, you'll see he quotes that some say that you have to eat a kebeya. At our minhag is we are yotzei with the kazayis. So the Ran discusses this, and it has ramifications for other inyanim.
Why should it matter?
What?
Why should it matter what you have a chiyuv to eat in that sukkah?
Well, if you don't have to eat it in the sukkah, so you're not making the mitzvah by eating it.
Why not? If you're sitting in
yeah,
the
but listen, now listen. In order to say a bracha, it has to be a chiyuv, not that you what you do by yourself. If there's no chiyuv to eat to eat the kazayis in the sukkah, so that means you cannot, that's what the Ram says, you cannot make a bracha.
So then in that case, the people who eat a kazayis in the sukkah should not be making a bracha, they should
be right. According to this opinion, yes, anything I mean. That's why the Ram says the first night you have to eat the mitzvah is to eat a kebeah. That's exactly what the Ram says, but I want you to go over it inside because there's more to it than what I just told you. But you'll go over it very carefully and you'll see.
Which path is
it? The Ram. This is a very lumpish Ram. Just to know the Ram is beautiful. And on page 24, okay, I'll tell you again. On page 24, didn't I say 24? Yeah, 24. It's one piece, beginning with the word Masnitin till the word Gemara. It's a little bit longer run, but most of it we already did today. I just did not discuss at length this machlokes, whether the first night you have to eat the kazayus or kebayim. See, by matzah, everyone holds that you eat kazayus. And you don't eat the kebab. This is a special din by sukkahs, because the shiur of achilas keva is a kebab, and the mitzvah is to have a kvius, and so mainly it has to be a kebab, because if you eat a kazayis is part of the sukkah, so there's no chiyuv to if there's no chiyuv you do not make a bracha, you're not yet to the mitzvah. That is what the Ran holds, and we'll see. And on the Ran, by the way, look up in the Ritfo. Also on this Indian, you'll see that you'll find it the same way as you'll find the Ran. I don't have a Ritfo here, but you'll easily find it. The Ran, the Ritfo also goes over the same machlokes, whether the first night is it a kazayis or do you require a kebeil. And in Shulchan Aruch, just a second, I'll tell you where you'll find it in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in Tav Reish Lamed Tes. Just a minute. Tav Reish Lamed Tes. See, the Mechaber says, Oichlin v'shoysim v'yishenim basukah kol zayin benyam b'layla. אבל מותר לאכול אכילס ארעי חוץ לסוכה וכמה אכילס ארעי כבייה up to a bayah. So a kazayis so it means therefore the Ran says up to a kebayah does not require sukkah, and you could even eat it outside. So mele the mitzvah begins with a little bit more than a kebayah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The yayin just kebayah. It's kedai for you to look. The Mishnah Berurah explains this very well. The Mishnah Berurah, and there's a little bit of Be'er Halacha on this. But you'll prepare for tomorrow, because I don't think that you are prepared for this. Okay, now let's go by to the Gemara. So it says in the Mishnah, the Oy Domer Rabbi Lezer said that if you did not eat on the first night, you can be mashlamit on Leil Yontif Acham, meaning the last night, that's the night of Shmini Atzeres. You can be yoitzah the mitzvah. You have tashlumin. The basic chiddush is that there is tashlumin by the mitzvah of achilas sukkah. And the second chiddush is that you could even be yoitzah, that you could make the tashlumin on Shmini Atzeres where there's no more mitzvah of sukkah. That's the Gemara will discuss. So look inside the Gemara. It says the Oit Omer Rabbi Lezer. So the Gemara asks the Omer Rabbi Lezer Arba Estchay Studo Estchay If Adam Leechol Basuka Achas Liyam Vachas Balaylo. So what's the Kasha? Where's the Gemara? Look in the Rashi. The Omer Rabbi Lezer. You tell the Tzudah is Chayif Olam Lecha Basukah. The kivan de beim achon la pesukah Yosef. So Rashi explains the kasha. And since on the last night, which is Shmini Atzeres, so you don't eat in the sukkah anymore because we're not in Eretz Yisrael. That's how this we're not talking in. We're not talking in Chutzal. This is talking in Eretz Yisrael. The kivan de beim achon la lav pesukah Yosef. Since on the last day of Shmini of Sukkot, which is Shmini Atzeres. You're not sitting in the sukkah anymore. In Yosef, Bolashay Mitzvah, Oyvel, Baltoy. Not only this, if you go into the sukkah and you have a mind to be yet to the mitzvah, Yovel, Mal, Baltoysev. So, my hashlamah, the sukkah, Yikahachem. That's what Rashi says. That's the Gemara's kasha. What many of you ask by yourselves, the Gemara asks, according to Rashi. How can you make tashlubin on Shmini Atzeres? And Shmini Atzeres, there's no sukkah anymore. So what does tashlumin mean? You make up this mitzvah later on, but later on this mitzvah doesn't exist. And in Shmini Atzeres there's no mitzvah. So Rashi learns that covers the Gemara. That is the meaning of the Gemara's kasha. V'omer Rabbi Elazar arba esrei sudas chayiv odom lecho basukah v'yachas b'laylo. So that means that has to be done on Sukkot. So, and Shmini Atzeres, the Sukkot doesn't exist. So the Gemara says, Omar Biro, Omar Rabbi Amid, Chaza by Rabbi Elazar. So you're in Chnami. The Gemara says you have Chagata. So look in Rashi, Chaza by Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara now says that Rabbi Elazar had Chagata for what he says in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, he says there's a mitzvah to eat 14 meals. So the Gemara says, "No, Yenech Nami. Since you're telling me there's tashlumin, so Yenech Nami, you have chagata. You don't have to eat 14 meals." So look in Rashi, Chosver Elazar, Etzel Chacham Leima, Sheein Ladava Kitzvah. V'mrotzo Leisana is Yisana. If you want, even according to Rabbi Elazar, if you want to fast, you may fast. Chutz Melei LeYontev Horishon, except for the first night. Ubohomi Yupalikav. What's the machlokes? The Kesava Yesh for tashlumin. However, the tashlumin, all he said is there is tashlumin, but there's no mitzvah to eat 14 meals. The Gemara says you're right with its kasha, and because of this, Rabbi Elazar had charote from what he says in the Mishnah. He argues with the Chachamim on one thing. The Kesava, he also holds Yesh lo tashlumin, k'moy she yesh lo tashlumin lekarbonos yom rishon af beyom tov achon. By tashlumin of karbonos, you can make tashlumin until the very end. So here also until the very end, you can make tashlumin. But there's no din to eat 14 meals. That is how Rashi learns the Gemara. So over here, on this, there's a Maharsha and a Maharshal. Okay, let's go to the Maharsha and the Maharshal on this Rashi. Where is this? Oh. Now, where is this? Oh, here I have it, just a second. I'm looking in the wrong place. At the Maharsha and the Maharshal. We'll begin with the Maharshal. Just a minute. I look in the Maharshal and that it's... And that Chavzayin Amit Aleph in the second Rashi Bedibu Hamaskel Chazaboy, and Rashi says Chus Melei LeYontev Harishon. So look what the Marshal says. Nirali the Hochei Perushoy. He's explaining Rashi because by itself Rashi doesn't make sense. I didn't spell it out to you, but you should figure it out yourself. Nirali the Hochei Perushoy. Chazaboy Rabbi Elazar Meyudalet Sudos Pasuka. He had charata that you must eat 14 sudas in the suda. But the koi elo alayla yom tefarishan. He's only going on the first night. The afapisha oisa suda baal kochok tricha suka. Anyway, you need a suka. Mikolmakom chiyuva the yud dalit laf the suka, Talia. So Rashi, the Marshal explains Rashi. Rashi meant to say is the chiyuv to eat 14 sudas is not totally in sukkah. Eliyahu pinam leil Pesach. That also you learn from leil Pesach. The tzorich achila, that you have to eat something on sukkahs. Umi'achad the tzorich achila, since that it requires an achila, e'ef shalai kaimai b'loi sukkah. B'meila, you cannot be mekaim it unless you do it in the sukkah. Umi'kol mokam ikar mitzvasa tolu b'achila. But the mitzvah is tolu b'achila. And therefore, that you could be yotzer the mitzvah of even on the last night. Be'eich shehi, however you do it. Aval ihave matzrich abelezer yud al sudas besukkah. If the din was you have to do it in the sukkah, and kein al kochor meteishva kein taduru nafik, then from where would you know the din from teishva kein taduru? The tzorach yud al besukkah, the ikir chiyuva besukkah. Then what would be the din that the ikir chiyuv is dependent on the sukkah? The neilah the tzorach yud al besukkah, the ikir chiyuv besukkah. In kein eich moyel hashlama, then hashlama wouldn't help. So, do you know what the Marshal is saying? We'll figure it out. Rashi does not fully explain the Gemara's Teretz. What does the Gemara ask? According to Rashi, the Gemara asks, how can you say you are Yoytzer with Tashlumin even on the last night on Shmini Atzeres? On Shmini Atzeres there's no Masukka. So Rashi answers, no, he had Charotah. But Rashi says, but he only had karata on the 14 sudas, but on the first night on that he didn't have karata. So so you know what I see. You didn't look at, so for tomorrow, look up besides the Ran, go over this Maharshal and look in the Maharsho, the first Maharsho on Daf Chav Zayin. The first the Maharsho and the Maharshal. And you should be able to figure out how the machlokes between the Maharsha and the Marshal are applied to the initial hakira we started today, whether it's a din in mitzvah yeshiva sukkah or it's a mitzvah of achila which is learned out from tesvah from chagam atzeis. But so you'll see that this Maharsha and Marshal are completely related to the same hakira. And it's kimat, once you know the hakira, it's often the marshal and the marsho. But if you don't know the hakira, you wouldn't be able to understand it. All right. So I gave you enough. I doesn't pay to go weiter because I see you didn't prepare this. By the way, you should know. It used to be that when people learned. People learned with the Maharsho and the Maharshal or the Maharam. That was taken for granted. The Ran also. I don't have to tell you. Even if I don't tell you, I do. By the way, I do tell you all the time what to prepare. But even if I didn't tell you, you should know how to. This was taken for granted that you learn Gemara, Rashi, Taisavis, and Maharsho and Maharshal or whatever. All right. So for tomorrow, you know what to prepare for.